This is 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, a series of episodes to celebrate the 100th birthday of the University of Texas at El Paso. Today, our guest is Professor Stephen Kreitz from the Department of Psychology, and really, he's very interested in brain function. So, Stephen, welcome, and tell us about your research.
Before I tell you what I'm doing, let me kind of set the stage and talk a little bit about how our brain works. And as you're sitting here listening to me, Keith, your brain's not passive in just hearing what I'm saying and processing. It's very active in activating knowledge and using that knowledge to help you. So it is trying to predict the words that I will say even before I say them. So this is actually a very important and useful function for us. As we navigate the world, your brain activates memories and knowledge to help you understand things. So as an example, if I tell you let's go out to eat, it doesn't give you much information about how you would behave and what you should do. If it's going to be a fast food restaurant or a four-star restaurant, that gives you more. The same thing happens when we encounter people. So we are going to see them, and your brain is going to activate information about them to help you process things. So if you were about to give an interview with a person, it would help you to know, is it an 85-year-old man or 13-year-old girl? So your brain activates these types of memory structures.
These types of stereotypes, almost.
That's exactly what they're called, stereotypes. Your brain activates them. And it does this in many, many different areas. Stereotypes is one of them. And they largely help us, this memory activation, to navigate the world. But a problem is that they're not always correct. I mean, this memory activation function is absolutely essential for us. If we didn't do it, we would have a very difficult time functioning. But it raises a big problem when you activate a stereotype or memories and they are incorrect, because you are going to evaluate what you see based on those stereotypes. The memories that you take from that event, your behaviors are all going to be influenced from them. So in my research, I study these types of processes. And what we will do is we will give people a context. We will show them a picture. We will give them some information. And then after that, we will give them another piece of information that may fit with that stereotype or may not fit with that stereotype. So if I show you a picture of a male, for instance, and then shortly after, less than a sixth of a second after, I can then give you a piece of information. And that information, sometimes it may fit with the male, sometimes it may not. So as an example, a male stereotype is aggressive. If I show you a picture of a male and then the word aggressive, your brain can process that easier than if I show you a picture of a male and the word nurturing, which is a female stereotype. So what we do in our research is we record this brain activity as people are processing information, and we're looking to see how these contexts and how our brain is going to kind of activate certain things and process information as you're going through the world, in essence, how these stereotypes are used.
So thank you, Stephen Kreitz, professor of psychology, talking about your research on the function of the brain and how we get through life. You're listening to 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, in celebration of the research activities of the University of Texas at El Paso. My name is Keith Pannell.